The views and opinions expressed on any program are those of the persons appearing on the program and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the New Media Factory. Some programs on this network might include strong images and language and may not be suitable for all audiences. Viewer discretion is advised.
Just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in.
The biggest, most outrageous online show in Philippine history.
20 million fucking downloads.
Interactive in 35 countries. Mo is back with a vengeance in Season 2. Bigger, better, badder.
Let's start off with an international call. Yesterday we took a call from India. Tonight it's Canada.
Nice.
Let's go to Ireland. Where in Ireland are you?
Well, I'm in Dublin.
Some people say that I'm a bad guy. They may be right.
Let's go to Afghanistan. Holy shit, are you fucking really in Afghanistan?
Yeah, man, what's up?
Florida, what's up?
I just found your show today, and I think it's great.
Live from Hollywood and at the Beyond the Box Studios in One Rockwell, Makati, it's Good Times with Mo, the podcast, Season 2, the Bigger, Better, Badder podcast. Your questions about love, life, sex,
and more sex
are all answered and occasionally made fun of here. And now, the man who loves women and dudes, but not in the same way, the Philippine genius, DJ Mo Twister.
Bitches, here we go. Friday night podcast. It is the 8th of March, 2013. Welcome to Good Times with Mo, the podcast. My name is Mo. This, of course, brought to you by Globe. Phone number 478-7954 if you want to call us. Talk about your love life, your sex life, career, politics tonight because of our guest. You can also catch us on Skype, the Good Times Podcast. Shit, we'll even talk about showbiz stuff. Because we were supposed to have one guest tonight, and then fucking Showbiz Bro from the radio station drops by, and like no one has ever seen Showbiz Bro, so we're like, yeah, we might as well throw him out there in front of the camera, and dangerous for him because he's probably one of the most hated men in all of Showbiz. You catch him on our morning show. We tried about to do him every day or every other day, and he brings us the Showbiz news, and he does it in a very aggressive style. So we'll talk to Showbiz Bro also in just a little bit, but tonight, the very funny. I don't know if he'll label himself. Is it comedian? Is it just all around kind of like he's a celebrity slash politician or aspiring politician? We all know him. You can't really label him because he pops up every now and then. He's a very, very funny guy. Makes a lot of sense. A very odd looking fellow as well, but you know, we're going to talk to him about what's going on in his life these days, taking your calls. Please welcome on the program Tado. Hi Tado, how are you?
Hi, good evening guys. Welcome aboard. Hello Mo. Your boy is so masculine.
Thank you Tado, and your glasses are very sexy. It's nice to have you back. I mean, you were on our morning show before. I don't think you've ever been on the podcast. So, again, you know, it's a treat to have you here. I hear you're campaigning already, of course, in the Marikina area as you did in the last election. So it's been I'm sure it's a very busy time these days. So thank you for taking the time out. Showbiz Bro, what's going on, buddy?
Hi Mo.
I've never met you. I don't think I've ever seen you. I might have seen you once, like on Skype, very, very briefly. So it is nice to have you on the podcast. I know you and Tado, I heard you and Tado really like talking a lot a bit prior to the show. And I'm like, you know what? They're getting along well. Why not have Showbiz Bro, of course, Mahoy, come on the program as well and have the both of you guys here take these calls. So thanks for being here, buddy. Are you nervous? Are you excited? I mean, man, you're here. You're on cam. I mean, generally, you're a phone guy.
I'm shaking, man. Pare, tapos
don't worry,
na.
This is...
Wala na, tapos na to. Kita na yung
mukha. Ito na talaga. Alam na mukha ni Showbiz Bro, mamamatay na to within the month. All right, so anyway, let's get to some of these things. We got a lot of calls tonight, but I want to ask Tado lang.
Hello.
Before we get to these calls. Tado, you're running again for same counselor position in Marikina this election season?
Yeah, let me correct on you that, Mo. I'm not running, just running for horses. Yeah, I'm fighting.
Fighting? Huh?
Yeah, I'm
like
a fighter.
Like a boxer.
And I don't consider myself as a politician. I'm a revolutionary.
Okay.
Yeah.
Revolutionary.
Yeah, now.
What separates you, say, from the category na artista na tumatakbo para sa naglalaban para sa politiko?
Well, I'm different because me as a revolutionary, we have a long-term goal. We view election only as a part-time fight, not just to finish this, not the end of it. It's just introductory to our cause.
Yeah, and so the real fight, I guess the election, like you said, it's a small, it's a process to get there, but the real fight is when you finally get elected. Why the position of counselor? Why did you start there? We see a lot of celebrities, when you have a name already, they go for mayor, Congress. I mean, you see Annabelle Rama running Congress. You have a lot of other people, sometimes being senator. I mean, it's a...
Well, as much
I
as I want,
celebrities run for a variety of positions. But a guy like you, why not jump up there already, vice mayor, maybe?
Yeah, as much as I want to run as mayor of my city, but I want to prove myself first as a councilor.
Okay, what's the challenge for you this season? And what have you learned from, say, the last time you ran?
When the last time they considered me as an independent because my party is not yet accredited with the COMELEC. But now we have accreditation from COMELEC. I am now we have our own political party. We call it PLM, Partido Lakas ng Masa, and we are the only marginalized political party. But I am the lone candidate of my party. Still, we are independent.
Now, Tato, how are you gonna get people to take you seriously? And I don't mean that as an insulting manner. I'm just saying, you're a comedian. You're the get up, the pagmumura minsan. I mean, have you changed these things? Like, hindi ka na nagtatangina and all of these other kind of things that generally come out of your mouth?
Basic, it's part of the packaging. The tangina to me is just it's part of expression. It's the buwaka ng shit. It's just fine in Marikina. My people accept the fucking shit. It's a normal thing. People in Marikina is like, they're tongue there is, we call it mabulaklakin. Palamura ang mga taga Rizal, ang mga taga Marikina. It's a basic.
So you don't think it's a disadvantage?
No, the
being funny.
Yes, I said before that let's just try a tado in a council. So people there are all gago, so let's try another tado. So we are all complete in the government.
What turns you okay? What breaks your heart about the way the Philippine political system works? Because I had a political talk show for many years. Twice I've had a political talk show. My course in school, political science, and when you interview presidents of other countries, even and then our senators, vice president, whatever, I've done all of that. It breaks your heart when you see how bad it really gets. Have you been exposed to that? You're fighting for political office. Have you seen all of the corruption already?
Yeah, I've seen it because I work as a kind of consultant in Marikina in a office of the vice mayor and also in a public information office as a radio jack, and I'm so much exposed in those things. And I always tell the people, my people, because these things are happening because we let them happen.
That's right.
It's very bad. And these traditional politicians, they want to maintain the people to be, morons. They want moron people. They want moron voters. So that's why they can get away with it.
Gotcha.
Then I'm always saying to people that, No politician saying to you that the how things work, so they must vote well. It's the only choice.
Showbiz bro.
It's the only choice we have.
Showbiz bro.
Yes, pare.
Would you vote for Tado here?
Ay, kahit taga Malabon ako, iboboto ko yan. Hanapin ko siya doon sa balota. Kung wala, isusulat ko pa. Eh, big fan ako ni Tado, pare.
Alright. Low hit list we have some... Sige, Tado, we have some calls to take. Mahoy, pare, we have some calls as well. Let's start with Scott. Scott is in Virginia, which is in the United States. Scott, you're 26 years old. Thank you for calling. Good morning, by the way, in your part of the world. It's what, about 8:30 in the morning there?
Hey, good morning. Oh?
Yeah, Scott, what's up?
Oh, nice, nice. Yeah, it's 8:30 in the morning right now.
That's right. All right. Well, welcome to the show.
Provincial area of Virginia. It's pretty cold.
What are you doing over there?
Well, I just came in from the Philippines. Actually, I was a healthcare professional in the Philippines, and I decided to leave and come over here and study for the board exam over here. So I've been here for around 6 months already, just preparing for my exam.
How do you like it? How do you like the U.S. or the life in the U.S.?
Well, I was born and raised in Queens, New York.
Ah, okay.
And
so you know it.
Basically, I came over to the Philippines for high school and college and medical school. And, right afterwards, I came back over here. But then, most of my family's in the Philippines. You know, it's kind of lonely, but then it's nice. I mean, you have all these luxuries and, you have everything you need here. So I think it's pretty nice. It's just the weather I'm not yet used to.
Yeah, it's a little fucking cold. All right, so what's up, man? What's your question? You have Tado here. You have Showbiz Bro from the radio show. How can we help you?
Oh, yeah. Hey, Tado, Showbiz Bro. Yeah.
Hello.
Well,
hi.
I haven't been here to the States in a while, and, I'm kind of getting used to, social events and, social courtesies and stuff like that. And I kind of noticed that, there are some girls that like winking a lot. Is that norm here?
Winking?
I've never had a girl wink at me in my life.
Yeah, well, because I've seen people wink a lot in the hospital and, in the outpatient department, and I noticed that, most of these people have, they're tics. They're, part of the spectrum of Tourette's. And, in social gatherings, I never noticed anyone actually winking. I only see it in movies. So I was wondering if, you had any experience with winkers, because I find it kind of
awkward. These are guys, girls. I mean, do they wink at you? Do they wink and smile at you? I mean, obviously,
yeah,
winking.
Yeah,
I mean,
like a wink and smile. You know, it's something. It's like something from the movies.
Winking with a dirty smile, or like winking, like hey, dude.
Memuta or something. Yeah, what kind of wink? I mean, it's a very odd question because.
I went to a pizza joint yesterday, and the pizza girl was like, we were talking for a good 15 minutes while I was waiting for my pizza to be made, and throughout our conversation she kept on winking at me. It was a very friendly conversation and she was smiling and all, but she kept on winking at me. I didn't want to be rude.
Okay, here, hold on, one second. Listen, buddy, Scott. We all know if we're attractive. Like, I know what my attractive rating is, 1 to 10. I'm sure, Makoy, 1 to 10 sa looks. Tado, I'm sure, alam mo rin.
Mm-hmm.
Scott, are you a good-looking guy? Are you a handsome fellow?
So.
Like, you would not.
No, I wouldn't.
So I don't know why they're winking at you then.
Pare, consider mo rin siguro, sabi mo, 15 minutes kayo nag-usap, diba? Kailangan niya rin, baka naman ini-expect mo, wala nang pikitan yun.
Yeah, I was thinking
maybe
the cold weather, she probably has an allergy
sickness.
Or something.
Or maybe are you a foreign looking guy? You look like a foreigner.
Well, foreign for America. I'm Filipino, so.
Well, listen, okay, here's the thing, Scott. If they're winking at you and they're smiling and people want to talk to you, you can almost assume that they're interested in you. Why not try it out? Next time, the next girl that comes up to you and winks at you and smiles, ask her out. Just say, hey, listen, get a conversation going. Hey, listen, I'm new here. I just arrived. I'm studying for my board or whatever, the bar, whatever. Was it board? I think it was board, right?
Board.
I'm studying here for the exam, and I could use a break. Maybe take one night out from studying. You want to go out and do it that way, the American way? Go out to date.
Or do it. Stick out your tongue and lick your arm, and they say, "Hey, baby, come over here."
That's right. Nung kinindit ang kapapare, anong ginawa mo? You just didn't do anything about fucking that?
I shrugged it off because, you know, I've been in some pretty, you know, awkward social situations here wherein the norms are kind of different. You know how, like, in the Philippines, you know, people are a little bit more more straightforward and, you know, kind of, you know, over here, like, sometimes when you bring certain topics up for discussion, it becomes awkward. So I tried my best to kind of, you know, keep a low profile when it comes to things like this.
Siguro, pre,
try it out, buddy.
Kailangan mo lang ma-develop, pare, yung ano, self-confidence mo. Tanda mo, nandiyan ka sa States, medyo iba itsura mo dyan. So, mas pogi ka doon sa ibang kano dyan kumpara kasi hanap nila dyan medyo moreno. So, right. Develop mo na lang yung self-confidence mo.
Is that true, Mo?
I don't know about the U.S. I'd say maybe like certain European countries and stuff like that they don't, maybe don't get a chance to see a lot of Filipinos. But generally the U.S. probably what? Maybe the fifth to sixth most popular, I guess, race in the country. I'm not 100. But you said you're in the province area. So yeah, maybe it is true, right? That they don't see a guy like you very often and you're not textbook handsome. But listen, if they wink at you, I've never been winked at in my life. And I think if a rather attractive girl would wink at me, I would be thrilled and maybe flirt my way to hopefully see her again. And I think you should give it a shot.
Yeah. Because this girl, she's like, she's new in the pizza place. Because I go there almost every day. And yeah, she, you know, she was just there yesterday. Yeah, and, you know, I stopped by and yeah. So.
Baka nang hingi ng tip sa'yo.
Listen, ask her out. Is she pretty? Is she hot?
Oh, yeah. She is. Very.
Dude.
She's,
Attack. Go. Attack. Try it. Let us know how it goes out. All right, Scott?
All right, we'll do it. By the way, Mo, just want to say that, I've been downloading your podcast, listening to your radio show. You know, it's been a really good break from you know, what I've been doing for the past six months.
Well, let me wink at you, buddy. Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it. Have a good one, man. Thanks.
You too, man. Thanks.
All right, good luck on the exam there. 478-7954 is the phone number. The Good Times Podcast. If you are on Skype, you can even text us. Showbiz Bro on the show tonight, as well as Stado. Let's take another call here and speak to Kia, who's 25 in Makati. Hi, Kia. How are you?
Hi. Good evening. Hello.
Good evening, Kia. What's up, baby? How can we help you tonight? You're from Makati.
Well, my name is Kasha.
I'm sorry?
Charot da, charot. Bakla
to. Kia, hello?
Anong klase ba yung ari mo dyan sa harap mo?
I think we lost Kia. She said someone is spreading rumors about her that she's cheating on her husband, which we had a rumors kind of spreading call yesterday, and I always found that to be rather... You know, it's high school behavior. But when someone says you're cheating about... When you're cheating, that you're cheating... Sorry, they're spreading rumors that you're cheating on your husband, then a little bit more serious of a situation to be in. I'm sure, Tado, in this industry that you're trying to get into, which is politics, there is going to be a lot of this.
Mudslinging?
Oh, si Tado, corrupt yan. Or si Tado, ganito yan. Yeah, I mean, dami-dami mga ganyan. I mean, how do you prepare yourself for this? Oh,
well,
there's Kia.
Well, Mo, as Malcolm X says, if you have no critics, then you have no way to going to success. So it's the normal thing.
Hello?
Oh, it's Kia there.
Yeah, hold on, Kia. All right, sorry. Yeah, go ahead, Tado.
Yeah,
hi,
so
Mo. Hi.
It's okay. Just as long as it's not true, then just don't mind it. Mm.
Fair enough.
Dead
right.
Ma, dead ma.
Kia.
Hello, Kia.
Kia, can you hear us?
Yes, hi, Tado.
Hello, Kia.
All right, Kia, so who's spreading rumors that you're cheating on your husband?
Sorry.
Oh, Kia, your cell phone's all fucked up. We'll try to get her back a little. Try to get her on the landline instead, guys, just so, I mean, the cell phone is really kind of wild, and we can't really hear her well. Let's just move on, and then hopefully we can talk to Kia in a little bit. Let's talk to Lydia. Lydia, you are on the program. Let's see here. You are 23 years old in Quezon City. What's up?
Yes.
Hi, Lydia.
Hello.
Hi. What? Your question?
I have this long-time crush that he's been inviting me to have sex with him for like since we were high school, but I always declined because it's either I have another boyfriend or I don't know, I'm just not in the mood. And well, until now he's still my crush, but he got a girlfriend and but he's still inviting me to have sex with him. I don't know. But right now I'm single and I don't know. I don't know if it's wrong or something, but yeah, I'm kind of tempted to accept his offer now.
Well, if he's got a girlfriend, it's wrong. If he doesn't have a girlfriend, fuck his brains out. I mean, if you want to do it, there's nothing wrong with that.
But the fact that he's inviting me even though he has a girlfriend, I don't know, is...
Well, it depends. Okay, do you want to fuck him or do you want to be his girlfriend? Because if you want to fuck him doesn't have
I don't want to be his girlfriend. You just
want to have sex with him.
Just want to have a physical relationship.
All right, well, hold on one second. Makoy, Tado, ano?
Invite daw ni Tado.
It's so unbelievable. This happening here always?
Oh, every night. Every night, Tado.
Kung wala lang ako misis, imbitahin kita dito eh.
wait, I want to get Tado's thing because Tado, I'm going to put you on the spot here. Major pressure na to, no?
Yeah.
You have a girl. Because you're. This is the problem when you try to get involved in politics. Everything, every answer you give is kind of like the direction you want the rest of your people to take. But this is a girl, 23 years old. She has a crush. Inaaya ng crush niya mangantot, wherever, motel or whatever it may be. Does she do it or not?
If you want the politician's answer?
Yeah.
A politician's answer may be no, because it's a bad thing. If you're not into relationship, then don't do it.
Okay, what's Tado's answer?
The Tado answer is, it's your life. Go ahead.
She likes the Tado answer more. Lydia, okay. You know how you've waited since high school. You're 23, so I'm sure this guy's been asking you to for a blowjob since you were 16, right? So you waited 7 years.
Actually, 15 or 14, something like
okay,
that.
Okay, so he's been asking for a blowjob since you were 14. Why not wait a little longer until he doesn't have a girlfriend, just so when you fuck him, you don't feel bad?
Mm-hmm.
Because when you have casual sex is great. Like when you have a fuck buddy or just you meet someone and you just have sex with them, it's really cool because you're like, wow. Mm-hmm. Imagine I'm not in a relationship. Puta, tapos nagsisex ako dito sa babae na to or sa lalaki na to. Parang ayos naman to. It's such a great accomplishment to a lot of people, right? But if they have a boyfriend or if they have a girlfriend, there's something in your mind that goes, man, this is not, it's still great because it's still sex, but it's not awesome because you know that someone's fucking going to get mad or, you know, there's a chance that I'm going to get into a fight or people are going to call me a slut. You know, people call me mangnanaka ng boyfriend. You know, there's going to be a lot of things that could happen because this guy's got a girlfriend. Why not wait a little longer? Tell him, hey, listen, I've thought about it. 9 years, munako, tinatanong kung gusto ko mag-sex. I think I want to now. Pero may girlfriend ka. So next time, kung break na kayo, you know, give me a call. Yeah. Even kung cool-off period. Kung cool-off period and he texts you back, fuck him. Like fuck him.
I get
but wait
point.
A little bit.
I mean, he waited 9 years, so I don't know. Maybe wait another year.
Yeah, he'll be fine. He'll be fine.
Yeah.
No. Mm-hmm. All right. Is he good looking?
He is, and he's really attractive.
Yeah.
Ikaw, ano bang rating mo sa sarili mo?
I have a very low self-esteem, but people would usually rate me at around 9.
9.
But I don't know. For myself, I'd give myself a 5.
Sa 9.
Okay. How do you have such low self-esteem for a 9? Like, what happened to you?
Because I also have these failed relationships and I have issues with myself and I think it's just that there's something wrong with me.
Then you're the perfect kind. Like you're the kind that I like to have sex with. The super hot who feels like she's an ugly duckling. Man, those yeah, those are the finds right there. Woo! All right, Lydia, good luck and if you're ever in the US, let me know.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. Thank you, Mo.
Baby.
I love you, Tado.
I love you, too.
Ako wala nga, I love you. Wala
ka
wala pa talaga. Wala ka talaga.
May asawa ka eh.
Si Tado may asawa din.
Oo, isa.
Oh, may isawa ka, Tado?
Isa pa lang.
I was gonna ask you that question.
Yeah, oh, isa okay. pa lang. Isa right. pa lang. And I have 4 kids, all girls.
Bayad utang.
Wow.
One is going college na.
Wow. And how do they feel about your run here for counselor? I mean, do they get teased at school and things like that? Dahil syempre, I mean, well, yes, counselor, but still high profile because you're Tado.
Ever since naman, my family is not involved in politics. I mean, me as running in Marikina. They just know that I have 4 kids and like that, my families, but they're not involved into like being part of me in campaign sorties. So
I gotcha.
Just they're not part of it.
How much money does it cost to run for counselor? Because when I talk to senators, right, I'll ask the senators in real life. Like for example, I think I asked Cheese. A couple years back, I go, geez, how much does it cost to run to the Senate and have a legitimate shot at winning? $250
million. Wow. Na, na.
So $250
million. And they're just
yeah, I'm not sure if it was cheese. So,
how much?
So don't like quote me there. But
$45,000? How much they earn? $40,000 a month or something like that?
$45,000?
Oh. And then they spent $200 fucking million?
To have a legitimate shot at winning a senatorial seat, you need to drop $250 million in campaign.
Yeah. There's a science in how to do it, that to spend that $250 million. But there's a counterpart of it. I mean, if you don't have $250 million, like example, Senator Trillanes ran and even he won and he's in prison. Does that spend $250 million?
That's true. So how much does it cost to run, or at least the last time you ran, how much did you spend in campaigning?
Well, I spent $60,000.
Wow.
That's my money, but I collect my donations. I got overall almost $150,000. So almost $200,000. I spent $220,000,
$230,000. Wow.
Pesos.
Yeah. No,
but
Zakarina,
$250 million. But the in real life, you know, some big time politicians and incumbent, they spend the minimum of $3 million, $4 million.
Counselor seat.
Yeah. And even Quezon City, you spend maybe around $20 to $30 million.
Wow.
City Quezon City councilors.
That's awesome.
You know
that's
how
amazing.
Much their pork barrel in Quezon City? It's 40
how
million
much?
A year.
For a counselor?
For a counselor.
Grabe.
So it's lucrative. I mean, if you're gonna be a corrupt politician, it's lucrative to be a counselor.
Mm-hmm. Yes. If you want to be nice. Corrupt, it's easy.
Jesus. And what are you gonna do with 40 million in pork barrel if you win? Tado, what are you gonna do?
Well, in Marikina, it's a different case. We have only a 1.7 city income, so we have less than maybe it's not official, but maybe 100,000 a month or something like that, pork barrel. But in Quezon City, it's different. We have a low income city. It's different. And in Marikina, we have no pork barrel.
Yeah.
We have they call it a cash and grants, and that's what they term of it. Like in Quezon City, they have 40 million. But in Marikina, we have a cash and grant. And in my one of my platform is abolish the cash and grant and put it in the one department so people will go there.
Yeah.
I'm not fond of, you know, people soliciting on me, asking for basketball net or you know, a t-shirt, because city councilors, that's not the job of city councilor. City councilor is like you know, making a legislation, city ordinance.
Good.
Yeah.
Good Lord, somebody asked for a basketball net?
Yeah, and even the flowers, you know, even coffee in a burial, in a lamay, everything.
The net.
And that's people, you know, people, that's how they that's their idea of how politicians help them. And these politicians don't educate them that, come on, man, that's not my work. That's not my job. My job is to make laws and blah, blah, blah. So if one politician will tell you like that, so vote for them. No one is asking. They just give you money. They just give you 100 pesos, 50 pesos. It's bad.
And a basketball net.
They keep it like that.
At least backboard naman. Putangin na net lang. It's just a net.
And mo, if you give something on the community, man,
yeah,
you can kill and, you know, they will, community will protect you.
It's like that. This like day, that, 2013, yeah, in Manila.
Like utang na loob. Sobrang ganyan.
Amazing. All right, let's take a commercial break.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a break. When we come back, more with Tado. We have Showbiz Bro. Makoy, you doing all right?
I'm good.
Fantastic. More of your calls at 478-7954, plus the Good Times podcast on Skype. See you guys in just a few minutes. Don't go away.
Stay tuned. We'll return after this commercial break.
Text friends, always on call friends, not just Facebook friends. Bring them all together with Go Unli 30 from Globe Prepaid. Go call, go text, go share. For only 30 pesos a day, don't just get a network of friends, go get a globe of them. Go make it happen with Go Unli 30. Go lang ng go.
Hey, podcasters, Mo here. You ever watch the podcast, right? And you're sitting there and you're looking at our female celebrity guest and you're looking at her skin and you're like, wow, I'd love to have that complexion. Well, your answer is this. Glutamax, the official skin whitening partner of Miss Earth International. Available in capsules, soaps, lotion, deodorant, and face cream. Bikutis Mayaman with Glutamax. It's available in leading drugstores and supermarkets nationwide.
What you've been missing on The Factory.
Were you the one who posted, James, regarding the guidelines when it comes to checkpoints?
Yes, I
That's
was.
That's fantastic.
Yes, I just made it up, but, you know, I thought it was...
You made it up?
This time of year, right? Elections. You know, you never let the truth get in the way of a good story, okay? Children, do not follow this at home. I'm just kidding. Just so you know your rights, if you do get stopped by a checkpoint...
You are not allowed
We're able to verify all of
them.
These, James.
You're not allowed to run over them. That didn't make it here. So technically... Now, number two, upon approach, slow down. I guess that counts as not running them over. Dim headlights and turn on cabin lights. Okay?
Cabin lights.
Mm-hmm. Lock all doors of vehicles during inspection.
Since lock?
Lock.
They might get pissed off because you're locking.
But that's the thing. Okay. This is where they get you. And this is actually, I know we're making fun of it a little bit, but yeah. This is a serious issue. We've seen some people genuinely harassed. Drugs are planted.
Yeah,
and other things, you know. A Justin Bieber CD is planted, which is even worse.
Oh,
yes,
no.
I've heard of that, you know. And there's no defense for that. There's really no defense. But Your Honor, we found this. throw the book at him. And the CD as well.
Then after that, you have to submit your cell phone and everything. Yeah. And next thing you know, you have a Justin Bieber ringtone.
Catch James Deacon and the Boys on Counterflow Wednesdays, 7:30 to 8:30, only here. On The Factory.
Hey, Mo Twister here. All right, podcasters, listen up because this is really, really important. Major Homes brings you unique and creative developments, giving you a real chance at a sure, affordable, and hassle-free investment. Invest in your future today. Call 0917-517-4287. Major Homes is here.
Sabrina's Kitchen is going to be back in your kitchen.
Sabrina, we're hungry.
Okay, it's coming.
Every Saturday, 6:30 p.m. Lifestyle Network, where else?
Podcasters, listen up. Big announcement. The Chevrolet Sonic is a dependable 5-seater subcompact vehicle, and it delivers sufficient power, fuel efficiency, refined ride and handling, and a remarkable entertainment system. The Sonic is the perfect Chevrolet vehicle for those who are looking to make their daily city commute or weekend getaway drives more fun and exciting. It comes in two great body styles, the 5-door hatchback and a 4-door sedan. Equipped with a new 1.4-liter Ecotec engine with double continuous variable cam phase, that's CVC, the Chevy Sonic provides efficient power and quality driving performance. performance. Now, to further highlight the youthful, sporty, and fun characteristics of the Sonic, Chevrolet has equipped the compact sedan with high-tech convenient features such as Bluetooth connectivity and audio streaming capabilities that are commonly found only on high-trim compact sedans. The Chevrolet Sonic is available at all Chevrolet dealers. It comes with a Chevrolet 5-year warranty, 3-year free roadside assistance, and the services of a 24/7 Chevy hotline.
My girlfriend says she hates me.
It's Good Times with Mo, the podcast. Call the show tonight and get your love problem answered.
Follow us on Twitter at GTWM Podcast
and visit www.motwister.com.
Back on the podcast here, it is Good Times with Mo, Season 2, brought to you by Globe. My name is Mo. Of course, our guest tonight, Tado. And Showbiz Bro on Showbiz Bro 899, by the way, on Twitter, if you want to go ahead and follow him. Tado, do you have Twitter, Facebook, any of these things that people use to help promote themselves?
Yeah, I'm promoting myself only in email. Is that okay?
That's fine. How about this, Tado? If you win your seat in councilor in Marikina, how about a haircut?
No, it's I've reviewed the local government code. It's not there. It's okay lang. And even wearing barong, it's not even it's not prerequisite.
I know. I'm just saying, like, kind of like a victory. Di ba may pag yung mga ibang tao victory cigar, or they'll do something crazy. Mga ibang athletes pag nanalo ng championship shaved head. Why not something like that for you?
I don't know. Maybe I'll have my tattoo.
Yeah.
I'll have my tattoo. A victory tattoo.
Fair enough. All right. Let's get a call here. This is Alvin. He is, how old is Alvin here? 25, also from Quezon City. A lot of Quezon City tonight. What's going on, Alvin? How can we help you?
I just had a question.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Before I start,
Whoa, Alvin, you sound like hell, buddy. I don't know if you're covering your mouth or something. Yeah, super choppy. Can you?
I'm sorry.
I guess try to take a step back from your microphone or whatever it may be and see if that helps out. It's still pretty shitty. Alvin, we'll try again a little bit later. Let's try to get someone else here. Maybe let's try to get Hart in Singapore, who's 28. I know she's on hold as well. Before that, let me ask you, McCoy, how much has your life changed after this whole Showbiz Bro thing on the radio? I mean, it started out as like supposed to be just a little kind of quirky segment. Kasi ganito, Tado, si McCoy dito, mahilig to sa showbiz. Super hilig to sa showbiz. Lahat ng news, hindi tinga lumalabas pag Sunday kasi nanonood ng buzz or whatever these things. Now, he's a straight guy, you know, wife. Okay. Yeah, and bro siya. He's a bro, you know, like dude talaga. Pero sobrang hilig sa local showbiz. And then we got him on the show, and he's now our showbiz reporter, our showbiz correspondent. How much has life changed for you? Is it a lot, or is it because no one has ever seen you, and this is the first time no one really knows when you walk around that's you, so it's not a big deal. But now, lagot.
Actually, siguro, mamaya paglabas ko, tingnan ko na lang kung may nakaabang na dyan. Actually, may dumaan kanina
si Robin.
Nagbigay ng calling card ng attorney. Baka daw kailangan, kay Anche's giving me a calling card for the attorney. Pero when the show started, really nothing really changed naman. Kasi, number one, I was not showing my face. Pero,
yeah.
I really enjoyed using Twitter. Kasi, you get the compliments after the show. And then, yun nga, nothing really changed. Still the same guy. Pero, ewan all natin, right. Pag sumikat pa tayo lalo, hindi ko na kilala yung mga friends ko, ganun.
That's right. But are you having fun with it? I mean, it is in your own little way. You're now a celebrity.
Oof.
People wait for you on the show. I mean, your Twitter followers are, you know, in the thousands now. This is the life of the celebrity. Well, not an A-list celebrity or not a B-list celebrity, but still the life of celebrity. Are you enjoying it?
I'm really enjoying it kasi dati pa naman papansin na talaga ako. Pero ngayon, I'm expecting my Twitter followers to go down since they saw my face na. Sabi yan, lakas mang apin ito. Eh. Pangit naman pala itong inayupak na
ito. All right, let's go to Hart here, who's 28, Singapore. Hi, Hart. Welcome to the program. How are you? Thanks for being here. Hart? Hello? Hart?
Hui.
I don't think Hart can hear it. Hui, Hart.
Are you there? Natin.
Kasama si Cheese, pare. Cheese.
Heart? Never mind. Heart is asking, will I ever have sex with a caller of this show? That's a great question. I mean, yeah, I guess. If you're really good looking, I mean, sure. Well, you know, I mean, most guys, man, if you give them the opportunity to have sex with you and you're a good looking person, then, yeah, I think most guys would. Why not, right? Oh, by the way, sorry, that wasn't Hart. That was someone, that was Yang. All right, let's go to Yang. I'm sorry. Let's go to Yang then, if she's still up. I guess the Skype person messed that up a little bit. Yang, are you there? 21?
Yes.
Oh. Hi, Yang. Welcome to the show. Sorry, we thought you were Hart in Singapore. You're Yang in Sampaloc pala. All right, Yang, you have a question for Tado and for the rest of us. What's up?
My question is, why do politics tend to engage, why showbiz people tend to engage through politics for some times, and then after being in the politics, after that, political dynasty kicks in.
The question, I understood the question as, why do celebrities engage into politics, what do you mean, like as a fallback option for when once their acting goes down and stuff like that? That's a good question. But sometimes it's not as a fallback, like, or when they're on their decline. You can take, like, Pacquiao, for example. So Manny is out there, you know, 6 belts, 7 belts, whatever it is, and says, okay, now this is a great time for me to run because it's all about winnability, at least to me. And Tado might have a different answer, but if you have the ability to win, and that's why showbiz people, a lot of them run so often, is because they can win. And winning is the most difficult part sometimes for them. Because a lot of the showbiz people, once they win, they can go ahead and relax, pork barrel their way through the year, whatever it may be. But how do you get that seat? That's the challenge.
It's a different
thing. And if you're a celebrity, it's an easy way to do it.
Yeah, in politics here, Philippine politics, popularity is the halfway of it. And why people, I mean, not even that. Even ordinary people, you know, and celebrities, they said it's they have in life there are 3 goals. You have power, you have wealth, and then the third one is power and wealth. So that's your goal. So see, if you have power and you must have wealth, then you will target another thing, power and wealth. That's why you go into politics.
Now, also, if you're a celebrity, do you have to? I'm assuming you spend less in campaigning than you do if you're not a celebrity, like if you're a political family. Because if you're a celebrity, people already know you. It's now just trying to get your message across, trying to do well at the rallies and all of these things. You could probably have an easier time getting donations as well, being a celebrity. So, you know, that's why I think so many of them run for political office, is because, fine, their career, kind of the twilight of their acting career, hey, why not do this? Maybe even more lucrative. McCoy, your thoughts on celebrities running for office?
Well, actually, okay naman yan. Basta qualified. Kasi yung iba kasi parang nagiging fallback nila pag wala na yung career. Siguro, they still wanna enjoy the fame after their showbiz careers. Kasi there's a lot of celebrities naman na really qualified. I myself, before ko pa na-meet si Tado, talagang naniniwala talaga ako sa capabilities niya kasi I really like this guy. During the Brew Rats days, I did this my research on him. He's really capable of running for public office. Pero yung iba kasi, like yung mga na-interview mo dati na pabor sa private army, ganun, di ba?
Yeah.
Talagang, it's really up to the people on deciding whether the artista is fit for public office.
Which current celebrity do you like most? Current celebrity that is a politician as well, do you like most?
Well, aside from Tado, syempre si Tado. Supportahan niya sa mga taga-Marikina. Ikaw, what's your opinion, Tado, on Isko Moreno?
Well, I'm thinking, but the first name I pop out in my mind is celebrity, ano?
Uh-huh.
Celebrity.
Yeah. Na politician, na magaling.
Politician sa magaling.
I was just gonna say Vina Morales, Vilma Santos, in Batangas, right? I mean, I hear good things that she does a great job down there. I mean, I don't know. I'm not from Batangas. I've not gone to Batangas during her run there, but I hear good things.
Well, the thing about Vilma Santos is, from the time she sat in to office, you never really heard anything bad aside from the Batangas thing being put in the Taal volcano. Pero aside from that, medyo okay naman.
Yeah, I'm very biased. I cannot say any names because I'm biased because I'm a leftist. So my standard of viewing things is it should be a left-leaning ideology. So I think
sure.
no one passed. Because I'm a celebrity, but I'm a leftist. I'm
right.
a socialist. I don't know.
That's right.
My ideology is Marxist-Leninist. So you ask around who's other politicians there that can say in front of the people that he or she is a Marxist-Leninist.
Yeah, and do you think that hurts your chances, your winnability being a Marxist? I mean, a leftist, a hardcore leftist? I mean, like, any kind of extreme, whether you're left or right, kind of sometimes might hurt your chances.
I don't care, as long as the people know that I'm Marxist-Leninist, and no Marxist-Leninist even win, so they haven't tried anyway. So try a communist.
Helen, how long have you been a Marxist? I mean, since college days or high school or recently? When did this come about?
College days. I was a recruit during US Bases Treaty. You remember that? 1991.
Yeah, of course. 1991, right?
Yeah, 1991. And I was part of the Communist Party of the Philippines before, and I was they kicked me out.
Why did they kick you out?
Well, if you review the history of the Communist Party of the Philippines, we split in two groups that we called the reaffirm and the rejectionist. I'm one of the RJ, or the rejectionist. That's why in the Philippines, we have like five communist blocs. I'm one of those five.
Now, when it comes to communism, And maybe you can help educate us, because so many people, when you hear communism, the first thing you think, oh, dictatorship, some sort of militant style. You know, there's a lot of kind of, I mean, I don't know if it's well-deserved, but negative connotations to communism. On paper, Tado, it sounds like a good idea.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
You when you kind of factor in human greed, like greed of every single person, and, you know, then you start realizing that the communism style doesn't work very well sometimes.
Yeah,
is that true?
Communism is like aspiration. It's like it's the long term means. It's the end. It's the end. But before you achieve communism, there's like a process. Like it's like there's a way of doing things. Like even Cuba is not claiming they're a communist state. Even China is not claiming a communist state, even Russia, or even Venezuela, and even, diba?
They say socialist.
It's like a process. After capitalism, we are experiencing capitalism now. Capitalism is ruled by with the capitalists, you know, and the working class is just below it, and turning it over like it's socialism, meaning in socialism it's ruled by the working class. So meaning. It's a dictator. Yeah, it's a dictator of the ruling class. Of the ruling class in the socialism is the people. So I think it's not bad. Like now, who ruled us? It's just a dictator of the elite, dictator of the rich people. And when these poor people know about this idea that they can rule, then it will be that the triangle, you know, the song of Noel Cabangan, Baliktarin ang Tatsulok, Baliktarin ang Tatsulok, sung by Bamboo. That's the basic idea of communism, Baliktarin ang Tatsulok, meaning the people will rule the state.
Now, but do you think we have the maturity as a, like, I don't know, whether it be culturally or the politicians that are going to be involved if we had a socialist state? Do you think we're going to be able to pull that off well?
No, not yet now. I'm saying that not even my lifetime that I will see the socialist victory. See, even in Cuba, there, I don't know, as Lenin says, you cannot achieve socialism in one country. Stalin did that in Russia. He thought right. that he can make socialism in one country. That's why he made the USSR, but it failed. And China too. They thought that, you know, communism or socialism can do in their own country. But look at them now. The communists are the bureaucrat in China. Lenin says that socialism can only be achieved worldwide. So that's why workers of the world should unite. And if this working class know that they can rule not by the capitalists, they can control the company, they can work on this. The profit is for all, for the people, the working class, not the profit with the, you know, few groups of people. So that's socialism. Socialism is like simple as cooperative, you know, in the setup of cooperative, the profit of every company is by the state.
Now, how many times? We were going very political now here. socialism, communism, not very popular, very difficult to win being a socialist, especially here. No, and especially in the city.
Here, even in our politics, our political parties, all the same. See, Liberal Party, Nacionalista Party, name it. They all just the same. Their political party is the party of the rich people.
Right, and that's consistent. I agree with you.
See?
But my question, though, is this. How many times... Okay, let's say you don't win again. Are you going to run again after this?
Yeah. Since this is the chance, the capitalist way of doing things right, so we are saying that we will participate in election. But we are not saying that election is the way to victory of doing things. That's why some of our comrades are, you know, having their arms, like there's like an armed group, because they don't believe in election. But as kind of communists, we believe that all forms of struggle we should take part. So the people will realize, oh man, wala nang problema, wala nang pag-asa tong election. Then we take arms. But as long as people believe that, you know, we can change things in a parliamentary struggle, then let's do it. Like EDSA,
do you have a hard time convincing the people in your jurisdiction that socialism is the way to go? Do they grasp what's going on with the concept?
Well, it's very hard to explain to them. But if you, I'm explaining it as how they experience it. Like example,
sure.
The government are not capable of helping them because it's in a real world that our government is not for the people. Our government is for the businessman. See? Our social services is not the priority. We prioritize big businessmen.
Yeah. So when it comes to then your national level elections, do you vote?
Yeah, we call it this tactical alliance. Our party have a tactical alliance with other big parties. And like example, we endorse some national candidate and we select them like as how we arrange things. Example, we are tactical alliance with the group of Senator Trillanes, and we campaign for Senator Teddy Casino, and also as one of us is our candidate also is Risa Honteveros. That's part of the left bloc or the progressive, the media call it progressive bloc. And we have a candidate, gotcha. Dick Penson, the guy who campaigned for anti-political dynasty.
Yeah.
Penson, you heard that name?
Yeah.
That's our candidate.
All right. Well, hey, this is all good stuff. I mean, I didn't expect this conversation to happen, and I'm glad it did, though. Yang, who asked the question originally, still on the line, I believe. She has a follow-up question. Yang, you still there from São Paulo?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. So go ahead. One last question. We got to take a break.
is, why do political dynasty kick in after that politics?
Sorry, speak a little louder, Yang. Boy, tonight everyone's a little kind of choppy and stuff. I apologize. I don't know what it is, if it's our connection or theirs. But Yang, if you don't mind, just a little bit louder so we can understand your question.
Political dynasty after show business.
I think I have an answer to that.
All right, go ahead, Tado.
Well, you know, people, political dynasty happens because we let them happen. We choose them. And also, we have a few people who runs. And if you think you're good of, you know, serving the people and making good in government, then run for yourself. Anyway, this is democracy. Though we condemn, we don't like anti-dynasty here. We don't want a political dynasty. But still, people vote for them.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's part of democracy.
Even though they have no idea.
And the people vote them. Then, you know, it's part of democracy. If you don't want to political dynasty to happen, then you campaign against them and make them not win.
It's very difficult, of course.
That's impossible.
Yeah, I mean, which was very difficult in our country. I mean, man, you got that political last name. It does wonders for you, and it's tough. It's just the way it is. All right, well, listen, we got to take a break. We got a bunch of questions here, and all of a sudden we're taking a lot of political questions for Tado since we started talking about it. We have a call from Clark. We have one from Bulacan. We have one from Cavite coming up in just a little bit. So let's take a break. When we come back, more of Tado. If you want to talk showbiz stuff, yeah, bro. Baby.
Yeah, boy. Anything under the moon.
478-7954 is the phone number on Skype. It's the Good Times Podcast on this Friday night. Taking a break. Back after this. Don't go away.
Stay tuned. We'll return after this commercial break.
There are text friends. Always on call friends. Not just Facebook friends. Bring them all together with Go Unli 30 from Globe Prepaid. Go call, go text, go share. For only 30 pesos a day, don't just get a network of friends, go get a globe of them. Go make it happen with Go Unli 30. Go lang lang go!
Hey, podcasters, Mo here. You ever watch the podcast, right? And you're sitting there and you're looking at our female celebrity guest and you're looking at her skin and you're like, wow, I'd love to have that complexion. Well, your answer is this. Glutamax, the official skin whitening partner of Miss Earth International. Available in capsules, soaps, lotion, deodorant, and face cream. Bikutis Mayaman with Glutamax. It's available in leading drugstores and supermarkets nationwide.
What you've been missing on the factory.
Now we're gonna show you guys the new beta that just came out yesterday. Is God of War Ascension, the private beta
for PlayStation Plus.
PlayStation Plus.
Let's watch it, right? It's not. It's Enrico playing already.
Yes.
Yep. There you go. And perfect timing. Perfect timing. But before that, I was kicking ass.
So go with the theme of the show, How Not to Play.
It's Robot Rice and Friends with Alfonso Martinez, Mickey Han, and Nigel Zalameo. Fridays, 6 to 7 p.m., only here on The Factory.
Hey, Mo Twister here. All right, podcasters, listen up because this is really, really important. Major Homes brings you unique and creative developments, giving you a real chance at a sure, affordable, and hassle-free investment. Invest in your future today. Call 0917-517-4287. Major Homes is here.
What you've been missing on The Factory.
Then the maid got jaundice. Jaundice is different from jaundice. Jaundice is buntis, like that. But she does not. Tears up! Tears up! Anyway, John does not know. This is a professional show. I will put the merienda here. So, John Tis, and I am now happy to present to you Carl Lutario! Look at dito, tayo! Gusto na yung snacks? Ano ba to? Ganyan ba yan?
Tapos?
Ang puti.
Ay, tapos. Dito ba pwede ba dyan?
Pwede, pwede. Concealer. Ayan, para sa show mo ha, o. Oh.
Aray ko, amayaya ba? Pwede ba itong ano? Zora, pang ano ba to? Oil absorbing? Pwede ba itong pa-nose line?
Tita oh. Kay, may caution.
Ah, caution! Caution! Ah! Basta ng glamour, te! Oh.
When used for the first 2 weeks, more pimples will appear. Burahin na, burahin na siya.
Oh my God! Damn!
Sorry, ma.
Pabasok yung gamot!
Ito talaga?
Hindi, bago yan. Don't worry.
Buti ako sa mata lang. Hindi naman nagkakap mo. Dapat pala caution muna yung pinakita natin.
Join your host, Carrots Nazareno, on Live, Love, Lols every Thursday, 7:30 to 8:30, only here on The Factory.
Sabrina's Kitchen is going to be back in your kitchen.
Sabrina, we're hungry!
Okay, it's coming!
Every Saturday, 6:30 p.m., Lifestyle Network, where else?
Podcasters, listen up. Big announcement. The Chevrolet Sonic is a dependable 5-seater subcompact vehicle, and it delivers sufficient power, fuel efficiency, refined ride and handling, and a remarkable entertainment system. The Sonic is the perfect Chevrolet vehicle for those who are looking to make their daily city commute or weekend getaway drives more fun and exciting. It comes in two great body styles, the 5-door hatchback and a 4-door sedan. Equipped with a new 1.4-liter Ecotec engine with double continuous variable cam phase, that's CVC, the Chevy Sonic provides efficient power and quality driving performance. Now, to further highlight the youthful, sporty, and fun characteristics of the Sonic, Chevrolet has equipped the compact sedan with high-tech convenient features such as Bluetooth connectivity and audio streaming capabilities that are commonly found only on high-trim compact sedans. The Chevrolet Sonic is available at all Chevrolet dealers. It comes with a Chevrolet 5-year warranty, 3-year free roadside assistance, and the services of a 24/7 Chevy hotline.
My girlfriend says she hates me.
It's Good Times with Mo, the podcast. Call the show tonight and get your love problem answered.
Follow us on Twitter at GTWM Podcast.
And visit www.motwister.com.
Back on the podcast here on this Friday night. It is the 8th of March. Just tuned in. Thanks for being here. 478-7954 is our phone number. You can also catch us on Skype, the Good Times Podcast. Our guest tonight, our guest actually, we have two, is Tado. Excuse me, who is running for counselor in Marikina, as he did last time. You know him from his radio show, TV show, super funny guy. We also have from our radio show in the morning on Magic 89.9, unofficially from Magic 89.9, is Showbiz Bro. We call him Mahoy or Mahoy Pare. You can get your questions in, whatever you guys want to talk about tonight. Feel free to give us a call and we'll put you on the show. All right. Before that, though, are you ready to get your game on? Chevrolet Philippines brings you the Chevrolet Sonic, a sporting, stylish subcompact car that has a 1.4-liter Ecotec engine with 6-speed automatic transmission that provides dependable speed, power, and fuel efficiency. The Chevrolet Sonic is also equipped with high-tech features such as steering wheel-mounted audio controls with USB auxiliary and Bluetooth full audio streaming connectivity. Now, the Sonic is available in hatchback and sedan variants. Dare to take on life's challenges head-on and complement your A-game with the all-new Chevrolet Sonic. Visit your nearest Chevrolet dealership or log on to ChevroletSonic.com.ph to check out the all-new 2013 Chevrolet Sonic. Good stuff. All right. So funny because Mahoy, you were like, yeah, man, I love the Tado guy. I think he's a great politician. And then Mahoy sits here and hears that Tado's extreme leftist. And you're like, uh-oh.
Actually, hindi naman sinasabi niya sa akin. So, that's his style.
Kidding. Yeah, no, I admire his passion for it, by the way. It's good stuff. All right, let's go to Jath here, who's 28. Jath, you're in Clark. And you have a question for Tado and the rest of the group here tonight. What's up, buddy?
Hey, Mo. Hi, Tado.
Hi. Good evening.
Good evening. Oh, good luck in your campaign.
Thank you.
Bro, I just have a question. I mean, as you mentioned earlier, you know, with your discussions and everything, you know, it's always a constant struggle between, you know, the bourgeoisie and the proletariat, you know? Mm-hmm.
The rich, the poor.
The rich, the poor, man. It's like always constant. Now, Machiavelli said something about, you know, a leader to be loved or feared? What's your, you know, what's your point of view on that?
Oh, so which one would we rather have, a leader that's loved or feared? Is the question. That's a great question. You know, I've never been asked that. Tado, which one do you prefer?
Maybe two of...
A little bit of both?
Oh, a little bit of both. You should be loved because you're passionately caring for your class. I mean, your people. You must be feared not by your people, but you must be feared by your enemy. Your the I mean, on my side is the capitalist. Mm-hmm. It, because it's the constant battle, the uring manggagawa and the capitalista. So it's never, it's no compromise on that. It can never, they cannot be friends.
Really?
Yeah.
That's why Filipinos can naturally be stubborn at times, right? So which do you think has the better hand? You know, which is the better hand to play then?
In Filipino, the other one should be love, because we're more like you know, showbiz kind of people. That's why people in showbiz are always on edge of winning the race.
Tado, who are you? Okay, of the big players for the presidential seat in a few years, who are you most scared of winning?
I'm scared.
Like we had Carlos Celdran here a few weeks. He said the one that he fears the most is Bongrevilla. If Bongrevilla wins,
oh, I think it's not gonna win. It's not gonna win.
You don't think he's going to win?
No, it's not going to win. Maybe, I'm scared of...
Top senator, though.
Yeah.
Top senator. When you're number one senator, your chances of the presidency are always strong. At least that's really the next step up when you're number one senator. So who do you... I guess, yeah, who do you fear most winning?
I fear most winning of maybe Vice President Binay.
Why is that?
Yeah, because yeah, like that.
Right. McCoy, how about you? I mean, we rarely, you know, we pick your mind about showbiz, but who would you fear most as being the next president of the ones who have a good chance of winning?
Well, I have to agree with Carlos Celdran. I fear that Bongrevilla might win. Because if you look at Cavite right now, it's not in a very good condition. Ilang taon sila nag-ari doon. Pero... sin pa bang presidential balls?
Si Rojas.
Rojas?
Rojas and maybe a cheese.
Siguro
cheese. Maybe a Jinggoy.
Si cheese para maganda yung first lady.
Binay and Jinggoy will be partner.
Oh, they're partnering up?
I think so. Maybe Binay and Jinggoy.
Tapos magkalaban sila
na naman. Para babalik ulit yung Estrada sa after Binay. Estrada ulit tayo.
And on and on and on. Okay, Jeff?
Dude, can I ask a showbiz question for Tado?
McCoy? Oh, sir. Yeah, Tado, go ahead.
Sige yan.
Yeah. Dude, I have a question. I mean, I know that you've been working on films with, you know, hot girls, something like that. So, have you ever slept with anyone hot and famous? How'd you do it?
I slept, but we sit down together. But we slept together. Oh, Biba Hot Babes. But I slept with... Miles Hernandez, but we're on the sitting together. I sleep here and then she's there.
Thanks for the call, Jeff. We appreciate it, man.
No problem. Thanks.
Have a good day. Bye-bye. Let's take another call. This is from a cell phone. Let's talk to Lauren. Lauren, we'll step away from politics for a little bit and talk to Lauren, who is 20 years old in Cavite, which McCoy here was just lambasting your area. Lauren, what's up?
Hi, DJ Mo. Hi, Tado.
Hello.
Yan, galit kay
McCoy. First of all, Tado, good luck on your election My thing is, I have this boyfriend for 3 years. He's so sweet. He even gave me a surprise debut party, kiddie party, gave me a puppy and all those sweet stuff. But then lately, he's becoming so unaffectionate. And he even forgot Valentine's Day.
Wow.
So what's up with him? I don't know if that's a problem. I'm being a paranoid here, or or it's just me being paranoid, or are we really having a problem here?
There's a
How long have you guys been together?
3 years.
3 years? Three?
Yes, yes.
You know, I think when it gets to this level, I mean, obviously you're not going to get the super romantic guy, you know, that you had from the beginning. Because from the beginning, syempre, representation yun, di ba? Makoy, tado, that's the best we're ever going to be, you know, in terms of like trying to be romantic and all of these things. But if he's forgetting Valentine's Day and, you know, even like the dickiest of guys should at least bring a flower or a greeting of some sort.
Yeah.
I think because you guys started when you were 17 and already you're in your 20s or you're starting to get into your 20s that, you know, it's just, you know, it's time to move on. Again, I say this every night. I'm quick to break up, but it's because I don't like young people like that age, 17, 18, 19, to still stick around in the relationship for too long. 3 years is a good run. It's a good amount of time to have to be in a relationship. And if you were to ask me, you move on to the next one. Because if he's not affectionate and he's not really doing anything and being romantic of any kind, then, you know, find another one that will be. And you will. There's going to be a lot of guys out there. And then one day that guy will stop. And then you find the next one until you really kind of get a chemistry going with someone that you can settle down with. Because when you're 17 and you're starting to date someone, you're not going to marry that person. And you'll know when it's time to quit because there's going to be a sharp decline. And we're seeing that sharp decline now because, you know, he, again, not affectionate, missing Valentine's. Those are pretty big moments pretty big kind of qualities that a female looks for in someone. And if you don't have that anymore at this young age, then, you know, I'd see move on already, Lauren. Oh, we lost her. Makoy, Tado, being married men, what do you guys do when it comes to Valentine's Day? Do you remember it? Do you make sure to do something about it? I mean, I don't know when you're married. Baka iba na yung kailangan gawin. Kasi, you know, you're in your 30s probably, Makoy, or I don't know, late 20s, however old you are. Tado, I don't even know how old you are.
But, yeah, I'm 38 and I'm married for how many years? Maybe 18 years? Oh, 17 years?
So, right. Oh, and are you still as romantic? I'm sure may decline kahit papano, di ba? I mean, 18 years. But you don't forget Valentine's Day, do you?
I forget most of the time, even our anniversary. Yeah. my ex-girlfriend is watching right now. I called my wife ex-girlfriend kasi ex na eh. Kaya... I'm a bad husband.
Are you?
Yeah. All right. No, not that... kind of bad because I keep on forgetting things, but I'm not really a romantic kind of person. But so yeah, it's true that sometimes there's like a decline, but may mga bawi naman yan eh.
Bumabawi ba siya, Lauren?
Saturday after the Thursday Valentine's Day, we ate dinner, pero
oh, may bawi naman
I'm not expecting for expensive gifts naman. Basta yung simple thought na he remembers Valentine's Day or even anniversary.
And yeah, people go to dinner all the time. I mean, Makoy, you and your wife, how long have you guys been married?
2 years. Yeah,
two years. Okay, so medyo still, it's still on the up and up.
I know, for more than 10 years.
Okay, and is there a decline? I mean, have you ever missed a Valentine's?
Because we don't really celebrate Valentine's Day. Because it's just a Hallmark holiday. Pero kasi yung anniversary kasi namin medyo dikit sa Valentine's. Eh. So if you remember, we went out of town last month. Pero we still try to make every day very special. I'm a really sweet person kasi when it comes to my wife. Eh.
Yeah, so, alam mo kami, yung ginawa namin. Kasi, alam mo, yung Valentine's, ano yan eh, capitalist way yan.
Tama. Ibaksak yung Valentine's Day na yan. Walang kawenta-wenta.
Oo, in-spend tayo yan eh. Eh, dahil wala akong pang-spend. Eh,
yung rip at the capitalism.
Yung Valentine's namin, nagdikit kami ng poster ng asawa ko sa isang slum area. Yun ang date namin.
Pero I still buy flowers for my wife. Pero I buy it every 11:30 p.m.
Mura na yan.
Oh, seryoso yan.
Mura na.
We go to Dangwa at around that time. Mas cheaper. Basta the All essence right. na mabigyan ko siya ng flowers, masaya na siya dun.
All right. Lauren, 20 years old. Yes. I think you're still you know, you're young enough to want to have the little bit of romance and kilig factor and all of these things. If this guy's absent about that, I say move on to
Lawrence,
the next
may
one.
Lawrence, you've
been together too long.
How many years have you been together?
Three years.
Sa 3 years na yun, active ba kayo sexually?
Yeah. Pero, but lately hindi.
Pero
baka yun yun.
Kailan kayo nag-start maging active?
What?
Kailan kayo nag-start maging active? Sa first year ba? Second year? Third year? Or lately lang kayo naging active?
First year, active na. He's my first, actually.
Did you gain weight?
First boyfriend and first...
I don't think she gained weight. You know why? She's 20. I mean, like, if this is like, oh, you know, I was dating my boyfriend when we're 17. I'm 35 now. Then we're like, okay, did you gain considerable weight? But 17 to 20, you know, she still looks... I mean, she's actually probably even better looking than she was when she was 17 now because she's entering the prime looks of her, you know, the prime kind of age where she's going to be the best looking in her life. So... I'm not sure if it's going to be that. What I think is going on is they were teenagers. Now they're growing up. And when you're a teenager, and when you grow up, you become more brother than you do boyfriend.
Mo, hindi kaya si Ramon Bautista yung boyfriend niya?
Oo, malamang si Ramon.
Yeah, baka si nga rin Ramon. We have Ramon, by the way, on Wednesday here.
Pag mga edad na mga ano, ganun yung style ni Ramon eh.
Or si Mo Twister, kasi ganyan yung mga age na gusto ni Mo Twister eh.
Ganyan ba yun?
You're 20, di ba?
Yes.
Yeah, she's 20.
Matanda na yun sa standards ni Mo. Target ni
yeah,
Mo.
Slightly. Medyo twilight.
18 enough, wala na.
Yeah. All right, Lauren, move on to the next boyfriend. All right?
Yes.
All right, come on. Even if you're not having that big of a problem, move on to the next one. You guys were teenagers. You're not in your 20s. But should be someone new for the 20s.
Okay.
All right, baby. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Thank you. 478-7954 is our phone number if you want to call us. We're also at the Good Times Podcast on this Friday night. Oh, Tado, man. It's nice to have you here. It's always nice. You're really, really funny. I wish you the best, this coming election. I know it's going to be a tough battle again. How disappointing is it to lose?
Oh, I'm not disappointed of losing because, as I said, I don't see election or winning election to achieve my goal. So I see it like a hagdanan. It's just another way of winning things. So if I lose this, I don't care. There's another election pa naman.
No, but and then if you win, are you going to be extremely thrilled about it? Or is it just, okay, that check off the list, now it's time to do something? You know what I mean? Because you're saying that if you lose, there's no sadness, disappointment. Does it also mean if you win, there's going to be no joy and, you know, thrilling moment?
It will be more thrilling because as I keep on saying on my people that magkasubukan lang muna. Then it's just this... Three years only, then I will try. Then people will know how different it is to have Tado Jimenez in a council.
And what do? You go door to door. You do rallies.
Yeah, like right now.
What's the campaign life like right now?
There's like a traditional way of doing things. This like a house to house. I have me. On my bike, and then I go door to door, and I ask them, and I keep on talking to them. I explain things in every group. Then magugulat pa nga sila dahil ako din yung nagdidikit ng aking poster, and sometimes kasama ko yung wife ko nagdidikit. Tapos, but this time is different kasi may kakampi ako na coalition. We are a coalition of 4 or 5 candidates, so it's a big group.
And what's the number one problem you hear, like the number one complaint most people have, everyday life in your area?
Yeah, yung in social services, their idea of helping of a politician is when they need like panggamot, and then you go to their office, and then that's what's their idea. That's parang obligado ka magbigay ng 100 pesos, 200 pesos in each solicitation. Like ngayon, summertime, anong uso? Putangina, mga paliga. 'Di ba? Mga yeah. pang-uniform nila. Sinasabi, kinukwento ko sa kanila, oh, magkano ang kailangan uniform? Sir, ano, 6,000. Tangin na, bumili na lang kayo ng shabu. Mas mura pa. Mag-drugs na lang kayo. Magkano lang shabu? Oh, oh ganagano ko. Parang, bakit magba-basketball kayo at gusto nyo mag-basketball? Akong pupublimahin nyo ng uniform nyo. Oh, 'di ba?
That's right.
Bakit ganun? Sabi ko nga, so, come on, guys. Ako na yung magtatrabaho sa inyo ng malupit, ng tapat, tapos ako pa yung kikikilan nyo. Parang unfair naman ata yun.
Gotcha. I makes a ton of sense, Tado. I believe you, man. Let's go to Kavid. Kavid, you're 14 years old. One of the younger callers we've had on this podcast. You're in Manila. What's going on, Kavid? How can we help you?
How can I...
Kavid?
Paano po mapakita sa mom ko yung ano... the best way po para mapakita po sa kanya talagang mahal ko po siya.
Kavid, I need you to speak up louder. Again, with everyone else today, everybody, it might be our fault. I apologize for this, but we barely hear anyone. Now, gusto mo ipakita sa mama mo na mahal mo siya?
Opo. Paano po yung best and, way po para...
Well, let me ask you, what's driving you to do this? Is there, napagalitan ka? Or, I mean, what's the drive here behind this?
Kasi po, lagi niyo po kasi sinusuportahan po sa lahat ng mga bagay na po na ginagawa ko po sa buhay ko. Ganun po.
This is a thank you then. Thank you to the mom. That's very nice of, that's a very nice question, Kavid. Makoy, Tado, your thoughts?
Siguro, yung simpleng pagising sa umaga ng mama mo, kung nagkakape siya, eh, unahan mo na, pagtimplahan mo lang ng kape o magsimpleng thank you ka lang, ganun. Aliyakapin
right, I mean,
mo.
You're 14. It's not like you got a lot of money to spend. So, hindi naman to big budget. So, Tado's right. Mahoy, I'm sure you say the same thing. It's in the gestures. It's in the actions. It's helping her with the daily chores na ginagawa niya sa bahay. Yun nga, kape sa umaga, whatever it may be. Got just try to
mabuti,
be...
Ganun.
Yeah, I mean, great grades is another good one. I mean, but like maybe, you know, go beyond what's expected from you. Like, if she expects, Kavid, from you that you do your homework, you do this, do it an hour earlier, finish earlier. When you guys eat dinner at night and you're taking the plates away, you take the plates away, bring it to the kitchen, and then ikaw maghugas. You know, do those things before she even has the chance to do it. I think Tado brought that up really well. Unahan mo. It just whatever she does, go ahead and pick it up and try to do it yourself.
GMRC lang. Lagi sinasabi ni Tado.
Ano yung GMRC?
Yung good manners, right conduct.
Ano?
Kalimutan.
Good manners and right conduct.
All right? Kavid?
Yes.
All right, buddy. Thanks for the call.
Huwag kang makinig ng good time suite mo. Masama sa ito.
Oo nga.
Matulog ka na maaga.
There you go. That's right. Wait, it's a Friday night. He's allowed to. Taking a break. When we come back, we'll wrap up the show. It is a good time as well. The podcast season 2, of course, brought to you by Globe. Our guest tonight, Tado, and of course, Showbiz Bro 899 on Twitter. We'll see you guys right after this. Don't go away.
Stay tuned. We'll return after this commercial break.
Text friends. Always on call friends. Not just Facebook friends. Bring them all together with Go Unli 30 from Globe Prepaid. Go call, go text, go share. For only 30 pesos a day, don't just get a network of friends, go get a globe of them. Go make it happen with Go Unli 30. Go lang ng go!
Hey, podcasters, Mo here. You ever watch the podcast, right? And you're sitting there and you're looking at our female celebrity guest and you're looking at her skin and you're like, wow, I'd love to have that complexion. Well, your answer is this. Glutamax, the official skin whitening partner of Miss Earth International. Available in capsules, soaps, lotion, deodorant, and face cream. Bikutis Mayaman with Glutamax. It's available in leading drugstores and supermarkets nationwide.
What you've been missing on The Factory.
Were you the one who posted, James, regarding the guidelines when it comes to checkpoints?
Yes, I
That's
was.
That's fantastic.
Yes, I just made it up, but you know, I thought it was...
You made it up!
I mean, this time of year, right? Elections. And, you know, you never let the truth get in the way of a good story, okay?
Children, do not follow this at home. I'm just kidding. Just so you know your rights, if you do get stopped by a checkpoint,
you are not allowed
we're able to verify all of these,
them.
James.
You're not allowed to run over them. That didn't make it here. So technically... Now, number two. Upon approach, slow down. I guess that counts as not running them over. Dim headlights and slow turn down. On cabin lights. Okay.
Cabin lights.
Mm-hmm. Lock all doors of vehicles during inspection.
Since lock?
Lock.
They might get pissed off because nope. you're locking
But doors. That's the thing. Okay. This is where they get you. And this is actually, I know we're making fun of it a little bit, but yeah. this is a serious issue. We've seen some people genuinely harassed. Drugs are planted.
Yeah.
And other things, stories. You know. A Justin Bieber CD is planted, which is even worse.
Oh, yes, no.
I've heard of that, you know. And there's no defense for that. There's
Bieber
really no defense.
The,
yeah, it's like, but Your Honor, we found this. I, well, throw the book at him. And the CD as well.
Then after that, you have to submit your cell phone and everything. Yeah. And next thing you know, you have a Justin Bieber ringtone.
Oh, catch James Deacon and the boys on Counterflow, Wednesday, 7:30 to 8:30, only here. On the factory.
Hey, Mo Twister here. All right, podcasters, listen up because this is really, really important. Major Homes brings you unique and creative developments, giving you a real chance at a sure, affordable, and hassle-free investment. Invest in your future today. Call 0917-517-4287. Major Homes is here.
Sabrina's Kitchen is going to be back in your kitchen.
Sabrina, we're hungry.
Okay, it's coming.
Every Saturday, 6:30 p.m. Lifestyle Network, where else?
Podcasters, listen up. Big announcement. The Chevrolet Sonic is a dependable five-seater subcompact vehicle, and it delivers sufficient power, fuel efficiency, refined ride and handling, and a remarkable entertainment system. The Sonic is the perfect Chevrolet vehicle for those who are looking to make their daily city commute or weekend getaway drives more fun and exciting. It comes in two great body styles, the five-door hatchback and a four-door sedan. Equipped with a new 1.4-liter EcoTech engine with double continuous variable cam phase, that's CVC, the Chevy Sonic provides efficient power and quality driving performance. Now, to further highlight the youthful, sporty, and fun characteristics of the Sonic, Chevrolet has equipped the compact sedan with high-tech convenient features such as Bluetooth connectivity and audio streaming capabilities that are commonly found only on high-trim compact sedans. The Chevrolet Sonic is available at all Chevrolet dealers. It comes with a Chevrolet 5-year warranty, 3-year free roadside assistance, and the services of a 24/7 Chevy hotline.
My girlfriend says she hates me.
It's Good Times with Mo, the podcast. Call the show tonight and get your love problem answered.
Follow us on Twitter at GTWM Podcast.
And visit www.motwister.com.
Back on the podcast here on this Friday night, 8th of March. On the show, we have Tado and Showbiz Bro. Of course, this podcast being brought to you by Globe. We have a couple announcements before we get to more of your calls. Problem with being on a prepaid promo is that although there are a lot of promos out there for me to maximize my load, I can never seem to choose one that fully suits my text, call, and mobile internet needs, which is why I'm amazed that Globe has finally come up with a fully customizable promo that bids pre-made or canned promos goodbye with Globe Go Sakto. We welcome a new way of doing prepaid with a promo that's truly exact to whatever you need, budget or lifestyle, whatever your budget or lifestyle is. So Go Sakto is the first and only service in the country, and guess what? Even in the world, that allows prepaid subscribers to create and customize a prepaid promo based on what they need for the day, week, or month. Now, basically, all you have to do is choose from one promo to avail, be it call, text, or surf, or a combination of 2 to 3. You can then further personalize your plan by selecting several different options from the type of number of calls and texts, the number of MBs you want for surfing, all the way to the validity period of your promo, leaving you with 2,000 possible combinations to choose from. What's great about it is you can even name your Go Sakto promo, making it your own by calling it whatever you want, as well as share it with your friends on Facebook. You can have a Go Sakto promo for as low as 7 pesos. So how cool is that? Try it now. Just dial *143 and then the pounder hashtag. Log on to globe.com.ph/GoSakto or use the Go Sakto app on Facebook to create your Go Sakto promo. Go tell your friends about this latest innovation only from Globe Prepaid. So go lang nang go. All right, let's get to some of these calls. Again, the phone number is 478-7954. We are all also on Skype at the Good Times Podcast. Let's go to Hawaii. If I'm not mistaken, this is Hawaii. Carla, you're 27. You're in Maui. What's going on? Welcome to the show. Carla?
Hi.
Hi, Carla. How are you?
Hi, I'm good.
Now, you are in Hawaii, correct?
Yes.
What's up, baby? How can we help you?
I'm currently in a relationship for already 5 years together. I'm perfectly happy, but it's just weird that I still keep lurking around my ex's FB page.
So you've been doing this in the past 5 years?
No, just recently. Like, I think past 2 years.
Oh, you've been doing it for... And how often do you check his Facebook? Is it every day?
Like, no, maybe like once a week.
You want to know if this is a problem?
Yes.
All right. Let's ask the guys here. Tado, Makoy, checking up on the ex. My take on it is, you know, there are people in our lives that we date that we kind of labeled the one that got away. And even if you're in a relationship now, sometimes you kind of always want to know what's going on with that person, because maybe there was a connection there that you thought that the both of you are going to be together for a really long time. And because you're no longer together, you want to check on what they're doing. It doesn't mean that you want to get back together with them or you want to break up with your boyfriend now, but because they'll always be labeled as the one that the relationship that kind of meant the most to you. And you know, the one that got away, that you tend to do this with that certain individual. Is he that person for you, Carla? You know, again, the labeled the one that got away.
I can't say that because we broke up because I found out he impregnated someone else.
Why are you whispering?
Yeah, so that's why we broke up. I don't know. That's why. It's so weird.
And he's the only ex-boyfriend that you look up?
Yeah.
Huh. Makoy, Tado, do you ever do this?
No.
Sorry, go ahead, Carla. What?
I think if you're, you know, looking up to your exes, you're not yet finished with him. Mm. And I don't say it's not good, but you know, still not what you call it, not moving on.
It's weird.
And you're not happy with your current relationship.
Yeah, because my ex, though, he didn't treat me very well. Like, he cheated on me so many times, so probably 7 times I caught him. And my current is like so good to me, and like he treats me well and stuff. Like, I don't know why. That's why I need to know.
Uh-huh.
I think I know what happened here. Kasi,
yeah, I think I know what happened as well. Go ahead.
Kasi the story goes na yung guy ang nangloloko sa kanya 7 times. So I think she never got over the guy. So she keeps on looking the guy up on Facebook. So yung feelings mo kasi sa kanya nandun pa siguro. Kaya panay pa rin ang tingin mo sa kanya, and you're still wondering on what happened, what's happening in his life. So it's really up to you right now on how you will move on. Isang pwede mong gawin diyan, isipin mo na lang lagi yung mga pangit na ginawa niya sa iyo. And then you're really lucky right now, because as you're saying, yung boyfriend mo ngayon, hindi ka niloloko. Kamusta naman yung relationship mo nung boyfriend mo ngayon? Talaga bang perfect ba? Sobrang perfect?
Yeah, we're really happy. It's weird kasi pag tinitignan ko yung Facebook nung ex ko, wala naman akong nabifeel or anything. And it's funny because the Facebook that I'm using to lurk around, that Facebook became friends dun sa current nung ex ko.
Okay.
Let me ask you this, Carla. There's two things I want to ask. Number one, what was life growing up for you like at home? I mean, were both of your parents together? I mean, I get this thing that your parents are not together or something like that.
No, they're perfectly fine. Okay kami na setup ko ng parents.
And growing up was fine?
Yeah. That's why it's so weird.
Yeah, the reason why I wanted to knock that one out is because, you know, he cheated on you so often, and yet you still have this fascination with him. I'm thinking maybe that you kind of levitate, or you have a gravitational kind of pull towards chaotic men, and maybe that kind of dealt
you know, something you dealt with at a younger age. But now you're saying that your parents are fine and there's no chaos growing up, nothing bad happened. Are you, is your self-esteem hit because he kind of cheated on you seven times? It's like, why would you do that to me? Like, I have a lot to offer here.
Because meron akong kaibigan na sinera-run ko about this. Parang sinasabi niya na maybe meron daw akong parang desire na makita if he hit rock bottom or something. Parang if he's not fine right now because I am, parang ganon.
Is that true that you want to see him have a shitty life?
I don't know. It's weird. Because he is actually having a shitty life right now.
Oh, well, then maybe. Yeah, then that would be a great explanation. I feel bad I didn't come up with it, but maybe that would be a solid piece of advice that you're actually looking to see if his life sucks. Because you said you are happy with your current life. He did fuck you over. He got someone else pregnant. So maybe you find happiness in seeing him suffer. And that's completely legit. And I would totally understand. Like, if I saw an ex that I disliked suffering, I would always kind of go back to them and check on how bad it is, and find happiness there. Well, so I think you're fine. So yeah, okay. So when you see him, when you look through his, and maybe you have a lot of time. Like sometimes you spend a lot of time on the internet. You have nowhere else to go. You're gonna go to these pages.
Hmm. Yeah, that's true.
If you're not too busy, right? So, yeah. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. I'm stuck.
Sobrang minsan lang. Okay. I just needed someone to tell me that.
Yeah, I think you're fine. There's nothing wrong with that. Yeah. Checking up once a week is you're good. Just as long as you don't miss him or anything like that. If you wish bad things on him, then you're fine. That's normal.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Totally.
Yeah, thanks. Great show. Yeah, I always download the podcast.
Thank you, baby. Appreciate it. Yeah, have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Let's talk to Alvin, who is on line one. Hi, Alvin. You are 25 years old, Quezon City. What's going on?
Hi, Mo. Just want to say hi first to Tado.
Hello.
Tado, I'm a huge fan of Strange. Even way back, Strange Blue.
Heaver.
Yeah, tama. Good luck on your campaign. Mo, I just want to ask, I have a girlfriend we've been dating for 3 months. And I have this friend that I have slept with even before I met my girlfriend. And I really did badly. I mean, very poor performance in bed. But until now, even though I have a girlfriend, I can't get that night off my mind. I've been thinking of doing it with her again just to prove her wrong that I can be good in bed.
Let me summarize real quick, just so I understand. You have a girlfriend right now.
Yeah.
But you had a fuck buddy, a FUBU, prior to the girlfriend that you had sex with one time, and you were terrible in bed. Now, what made you so terrible? Did you come in like 1 minute? Or, I mean, how bad was it?
Yeah, I think I came in like 2 minutes maybe, or even less.
2 minutes. And then she hasn't had sex with you since.
Come again?
And she has not slept with you since. You just that one time.
No,
and you want to redeem yourself.
Twice. You tried it twice, and still nothing. I mean, it was a dry spell for me for 2 years, and then it was very spontaneous, and we had sex, and then nothing.
Okay. But now you want to prove yourself that you want to prove to her that you're actually very good in bed, or at least you're not that bad in bed. But the problem is you have a girlfriend.
Yeah, I know. We're just debating. Things are getting good, not that serious yet. That's it. I mean, is it
all right. But now, wait. Do you have the does this girl want to have sex with you again?
Yes,
she does.
Yes, she does.
All right. Okay. Well, you have a girlfriend, asshole. You can't do it.
Yeah. And just
you're
going
to have to wait.
I just want
to
know. Sorry?
You're going to have to wait until you don't have a girlfriend anymore before you fuck this girl.
I'm thinking about it. Also, in general, but my question in general is like, do you do it like that when you do it something, you do it someone and you're very bad at it? You try to do it again and just to prove her wrong? Is it worth it?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, of course. Yeah, totally. I mean, especially like when it comes to sex, because there's so much like ego involved in it for us. That's why sometimes it's not even if we have a good time. Just as long as the girl has a good time, then we're okay. Yeah. I mean, di ba, Mahoy? It's like when you think about it, it's like if I'm gonna have sex with a girl, I want to make sure that she enjoys it before I enjoy it. Because yeah. of the reputation, the memory that you want to leave behind and all of those things. If you mean if you're selfish about it and then you just fuck her until you come and then you don't do anything, then yeah, I mean, it'll haunt you. And you don't want that. You want her. That's why we're in the business of pleasing women when it comes to bed. And Tada, I don't know if you agree, but I would rather have her have a good time and her have an orgasm than I have an orgasm. Because I can always go home and jack off.
Yeah. I agree. Totally agree.
So that's why I think it's bothering you.
Nung unang beses ba na nagsabi mo 2 minutes ka lang, ano ba, natapos ba siya?
We're
assuming the girl didn't enjoy it, right? I mean, did she look like on her face that she didn't have a good time?
She was like apologetic. I was apologetic. She was, no, it's okay. We're good. Like that, so I was fucked. My ego was crushed to the ground.
Yeah, don't have sex with her until you're single. And then when you do, please come prepared. Like, masturbate before you have sex with her so you kind of, you know, you won't go so fast. And make sure to go down on her and all of those things before you do yours, okay?
Yeah, maybe.
Kumain ka ng maraming buko.
Oo.
Pamparami.
Oh, maraming buko.
Yeah, thanks,
all right, buddy. Thanks, man. Have a good one. Bye-bye. And one last call tonight. Bong, you're 20. You are in North Cotabato. Bong, welcome to the program. You're on a cell phone. What's up?
Yes.
Hi, Bong.
Good
How
evening.
Are you?
I'm good. I'm doing well. How are you guys?
We're doing fantastic. Like,
yeah. My question is different from those people I am hearing this time. It's I'm more on the issue, on the current issue right now. It's about Sabah, Malaysia.
Ooh,
it's,
sure.
It's like, maybe we should better, for young people like me, we should always, we should always get in touch with this kind of issue so that in the future we will know who is the right person to talk with. Because I believe that negotiation comes first with this. I am calling Pinoy to please act on this for negotiation because many civilians are affected.
Ayan, pinutol ka tuloy ni Pinoy.
No. Tinrabaho ng NBI. Guys, putulin nyo, guys.
May parating na dyan ngayon.
Dado, you're following this? The Sultan, crisis, I guess, if they want to call it?
Yeah, two days ago, I was there at the Sultan Kiram house. Because one of the son of Kiram is my fraternity brother. And
What's that like right now in the house? I mean, it must be
grabe, medyo tensionado sila doon at talagang seryoso sila at determinado sila doon sa kanilang claim. No, nandun naman ako. I was there to support the Sultan of Kiram. And ang problema kasi, 'di ba? We should really claim the Sabah. Sabah is for Philippines and sabi ko nga dun sa sabi nga namin dun sa the Sultan family, if the Sultanate is claiming for it para lang sa family nila, then we will not support it. But their line now is different, di ba? They're claiming Sabah not for their own family, but for the Filipino people. It's for the Filipino people.
Yeah.
And ang problema, itong ating gobyerno, ang gobyerno ni Pinoy ay napakaduwag. Kaya nga, ang tawag ko nga dyan kay Pinoy, malapili. Di ba? Malapili. Yan yung bagong traidor. Malapili. Malapili. You know what is malapili, Mo?
No. Please,
alam.
Expound.
Hello, hindi ko alam.
Ay, hindi nyo alam.
Baby,
ang malapili, ang malapili ay Malaysian Filipino.
Okay. So
malapili. Yan yung bagong traidor. Yung dati, makapili. Yan yung mga nagturo ng mga revolusyonaryong katipunero noon. At ngayon naman, sa bagong ano, yung ating gobyerno, nagiging malapili, Malaysian Pilipino. Na imbis na pagtanggol natin yung kapwa natin Pilipino, eh, binubuli pa natin, tinatakot, di ba? Tinatawag pa, tatawagin pa nating terorista at gusto pa natin na, ano, na aarestuhin. Eh, walang kwenta tong, ano, walang kwenta tong gobyerno pala natin kung ganun. Wala, kumbaga, yung gobyerno pa natin yung naduduwag.
What would you want, okay, what would you want, Tado, what would you want Pinoy to do about the Sabah issue? Like, would you want him to have an aggressive kind of stand against Malaysia for this?
Yeah, wala nga silang malinaw na ano, yung stand against, para doon eh. Ang alam nila, eh, wala. Ano sila, pag-aaralan, chorba-chorba, chenes-chenes. Eh, ang linaw naman doon na talaga na right. Atin ang Sabah. Eh di, kung atin yun, di, ano natin, put on table, put on table, negotiate natin yun. Eh, ang problema, di ba? Hindi lang yung Sabah eh. Pati yung the Scarborough and and many things. The Tubataha, and blah, 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 marami. Lahat gusto i-give up na ng, ano, ng gobyerno natin. Eh, nawawala yung ating, ano, yung ating patriotismo. Eh, namamatay.
I completely get you.
Bakit ngayon pa sila nagiging duwag? Bakit ngayon pa nagiging duwag na kung saan ipaglaban na yung mga tao ngayon para sa Pilipinas. Ngayon ay nagiging duwag ang ating gobyerno. Yun ang hindi ko lang din maintindihan kung bakit kailangan nilang maging duwag. Na talaga namang historically na ang Sulu, Sabah Sulu ay part ng Philippines. Tapos ngayon sinasabi na kahit negotiation hindi lang man nila ginagawa. Na nakakapagduda. Kaya nga siguro tama yung malapili.
Do you find that the quote unquote duwag is just at the administration level? You see, like all the other national politicians feel the same way about this. Like, you know, just let's not cause any trouble. Let's just kind of sweep it under the rug. Or do you think that the senators are kind of like this as well?
Yeah, yes, you know what, guys. In this case, because marami na biktima. So the government itself, not the president, kung ayaw na ng presidente, mayroon namang ibang mga opisyal. So dapat they should work. They should work para maibsan itong mga violenting nangyayari dito sa Mindanao, dito sa Sabah. Kasi paghahayaan lang nila yan, natutolerate nila yung Malaysia. Bakit hinahayaan mismo ng gobyerno ng Pilipinas na magkakaroon ng patayan sa Sabah?
Yeah.
Yun lang yung akin doon.
Yeah.
So dapat, so pag sibol pa lang nito, hindi na natin hinayaan, nagkaroon na tayo ng mga first move para maiwasan ang mga bayulente, pagkamatay ng mga sibilyan, at kung sino-sino pang Pilipino na dadamay doon sa Sabah.
That fair shows enough. That this government of they claim is not ours. This government is the government of the rich. Not the government of the Muslim, not the government of the Filipino people. This
so
is the government of the rich.
What about this democracy all about? We are in the Republic of the Philippines in this country. This is not a government of the rich.
Yeah, this is democracy of the rich.
Mahirap. Ang dami-daming mahirap sa Pilipinas, kung alam niyo lang, kung sino may pupunta sa Mindanao, ang dami-daming mahirap kasi mismo sa teritoryo namin na kung saan ang amin ng resources ay kinukuha pa ng iba.
Yeah.
Yun yung mga problema. Ang sistema ng gobyerno ng Pilipinas ang problema. At mga nangungulo nito kasi mas marami ang self-interest ang gusto nila. So dapat, lagi natin pinapakinggan yung mga taong nasa ibaba. Yung nasa mismo nagkakaroon ng mga karanasan na bayolente, karahasan, na kung saan-saan man. Kasi yung mga taong nasa metropolitan na lang lagi ang lagi nating naririnig. Halimbawa sa media, lagi naririnig ang nasa metropolitan. Pero ang totoong nangyayari dito sa Mindanao ay hindi naririnig ng taga Manila. Kaya ang ginagawa ng napakaraming organisasyon ay nagkakaroon ng mga lobby sa Kongreso pero wala pa rin, parang wala lang. Kasi hindi naman kami ang nakakaranas niya ng mga violenting ganyan.
So, is that the general sentiment down? And we got to wrap it up, by the way. Anyway, but is that the general sentiment down there that you're not in the city? You're way out, not just Mindanao, but you're North Cotabato, way out there, that you're forgotten. And I mean, I know you feel that way, but do generally everyone there, they feel the same way, that we're just forgotten here?
Well,
I can't get your point, sir, kasi masyadong malabo ang ating linya. Pero in short, here in North Cotabato, we are actually at peace. But some news are coming up from Manila News ay hindi, na parang baliktad yung nangyayari sa sitwasyon. We are currently at peace, pero baliktad yung news na nakikita sa TV, baliktad yung news na narinig sa radyo. Kaya yun yung nakakapagtaka. Mismo kami dito nagtataka, bakit ganun ang news? Instead na ang pinabalita sa TV ay mangyayari magaganda sa Mindanao, sa North Cotabato, ang binabalita ay puro karahasan. So mga tao nagbibigay na ng konklusyon at nagbibigay na ng kung anong tawag sa taga Mindanao or taga North Cotabato kasi hindi nila alam ang sitwasyon. Pero subukan nyo tumira dito, makikita niyo kung anong talagang sitwasyon.
Gotcha. Thanks for the call, Bong. We appreciate it very much. Let's take a break on that note and wrap up tonight's episode. When we come back, we'll find out who caller of the night is. Stado, Showbiz Bro, both tonight on the program on a Friday night here on the podcast. Taking a break. Back after this. Don't go away.
Stay tuned. We'll return after this commercial break.
There are text friends. Always on call friends. Not just Facebook friends. Bring them all together with Go Unlimited 30 from Globe Prepaid. Go call, go text, go share. For only 30 pesos a day, don't just get a network of friends, go get a globe of them. Go make it happen with Go Unlimited 30. Go lang ng go!
Hey podcasters, Mo here. You ever watch the podcast, right? And you're sitting there and you're looking at our female celebrity guest and you're looking at her skin and you're like, wow, I'd love to have that complexion. Well, your answer is this. Glutamax, the official skin whitening partner of Miss Earth International. Available in capsules, soaps, lotion, deodorant, and face cream. Bikutis Mayaman with Glutamax. It's available in leading drugstores and supermarkets nationwide.
What you've been missing on The Factory.
Now we're going to show you guys the new beta that just came out yesterday. It's God of War Ascension, the private beta.
For PlayStation Plus.
PlayStation Plus.
Let's watch it. Right? It's not, it's Enrique playing already.
Yes.
Yep.
There you go. And perfect timing. Perfect timing.
But before that, I was kicking ass.
So go with the theme of the show, How Not to Play.
It's Robot Rice and Friends with Alfonso Martinez, Mickey Han, and Nigel Zalameo. Fridays, 6 to 7 p.m. only here on The Factory.
Hey, Mo Twister here. All right, podcasters, listen up because this is really, really important. Major Homes brings you unique and creative developments, giving you a real chance at a sure, affordable, and hassle-free investment. Invest in your future today. Call 0917-517-4287. Major Homes is here.
What you've been missing on The Factory.
Then the maid got jaundice. Jaundice is different from jaundice. Jaundice is buntis, like that. But she does not... Tears up! Tears up! Anyway, John does not know... This is professional show. I will put the merienda here. So, John Tis, and I am now happy to present to you Carl Lutario! Look at dito, Ted! Tabi tayo! Gusto mo yung snacks? Ano ba to? Ganyan ba yan? Tapos...
Ang puti.
Ay, tapos. Dito ba pwede ba dyan?
Pwede, pwede. Consider. Ayan, para sa show mo, ha? O.
Aray ko. Amayaya ba? Pwede ba itong ano? Zora, pang ano ba to? Oil absorbing? Pwede pa itong pang nose line?
Tita oh. Kay, may caution.
Ah, caution! Caution! Ah! Basta ng glamour, te!
Oh. When used for the first 2 weeks, more pimples will appear. Burahin na, burahin na
siya. Oh my God! Dad!
Sorry, ma.
Pabasok yung gamot!
Ito talaga?
Hindi, bago yan. Don't worry.
Buti ako sa mata lang. Hindi naman nagkakap yun. Dapat pala, caution muna yung pinasa na natin.
Join your host, Carrots Nazareno, on Live, Love, Lols.
every Thursday, 7:30 to 8:30, only here on The Factory.
Sabrina's Kitchen is going to be back in your kitchen.
Sabrina, we're hungry!
Okay, it's coming!
Every Saturday, 6:30 p.m., Lifestyle Network, where else?
Podcasters, listen up. Big announcement. The Chevrolet Sonic is a dependable 5-seater subcompact vehicle, and it delivers sufficient power, fuel efficiency, refined ride and handling, and a remarkable entertainment system. The Sonic is the perfect Chevrolet vehicle for those who are looking to make their daily city commute or weekend getaway drives more fun and exciting. It comes in two great body styles, the 5-door hatchback and a 4-door sedan. Equipped with a new 1.4-liter Ecotec engine with double continuous variable cam phase, that's CVC, the Chevy Sonic provides efficient power and quality driving performance. Now, to further highlight the youthful, sporty, and fun characteristics of the Sonic, Chevrolet has equipped the compact sedan with high-tech convenient features such as Bluetooth connectivity and audio streaming capabilities that are commonly found only on high-trim compact sedans. The Chevrolet Sonic is available at all Chevrolet dealers. It comes with a Chevrolet 5-year warranty, 3-year free roadside assistance, and the services of a 24/7 Chevy hotline.
My girlfriend says she hates me.
It's Good Times with Mo, the podcast. Call the show tonight and get your love problem answered.
Follow us on Twitter at GTWM Podcast.
And visit www.motwister.com.
Back on the podcast here on this Friday night. Of course, season 2 of this podcast is brought to you by Globe. About to do caller of the night. We're going to find out who will win our prize. Which caller was actually the favorite of Tado or Showbiz Bro. Before we get to that, bro, though, I'm watching this PBA game from this evening where the import, Ronaldo Balkman, fucking choked Arvin Santos. Now, I was reading on Twitter, everyone's exploding. Oh my God, you know, Arvin Santos just got choked. But I mean, it was a quick choke. Yeah. He had his hands around his neck for about 2 seconds there. But boy, what the fuck is wrong with Balkman, man? Now, you follow the PBA, yes, McCoy?
Yes.
I remember PBA him player. From the NBA. Was he always this volatile? Or?
Pare, you know, pag nasa court yan, talagang intense yan. Pag ikaw bantay niyan, ano, asahan mo nang tutubuan ka ng pasakin ha bukasan, pre. Talagang really? Matindi maglaro yan.
And what happened? I'm trying to look at this video. I just got it now. And by the way, thanks for sending it over to me. What was he called for an offensive foul? Got mad and then fucking started bumping the ref. And then, you know, of course, his teammates. I'm assuming Arwind is the captain, right? Because he's probably the best player on the team. He goes and tries to stop him, and then he gets the fucking choke.
Actually, talaga hindi ko rin alam pa yung buong story, eh, kasi
it just happened. Right?
It just happened. Eh.
Love it. Oh man, what a fucking weirdo. All right, anyway, let's get to caller of the night. All right, Tado, here we go. This is the person that you enjoyed most for whatever reason. This is all about you, and then we're going to give them a prize. So, Tado, which one did you like most tonight?
Well, as I know, this show is about sex and relationship.
Not all the time, but yes.
Not all the time, but I think.
Sometimes lang.
Yeah, sometimes lang. And me coming here is medyo the team is kind of weird, so that's why.
Yeah,
I think Mo and people here, Showbiz Bro, maybe I choose the sounds like gay guy, but it's like his belief is not gay, you know? The guy from North Cotabato?
Yeah, see, Bong. Bong is going to be our caller of the night. All right, I agree. I think he was the one who had the most presence on the program tonight. So, Bong, are you back on the show?
Yes.
Are you there? Hi, Bong.
I'm here.
Bong, are you gay guy?
Yeah. Bong, are you a he-she?
Hello?
Bong? Yeah, are you gay guy, Bong?
Yeah. Yeah.
Si, pero lalaki kung manindigan.
That's right. Good stuff. All right, Bong, your caller of the night, Tado liked you most, and you have a chance at winning some pretty good prizes, including an iPhone. So let me ask you, which one do you want? Box 1, 2, or 3? All you have to pick is pick a number. Pick a number, 1, 2, or 3. Pili ka ng number, 1, 2, or 3. Yeah.
I go for number 1. It's always the number 1 for me.
That's right. All right. But let's find out what's inside our package number one. Tado, if you may open the package, please.
Ito yung package number one na namula dun sa, ano, ang laman mo ay, I will read this?
Yeah, read it.
It's Zen Nutrients.
Zen Nutrients gift pack. All right. Good stuff. Zen Nutrients gift packed, Bong. What we'll do is we'll get in touch with you on how you can claim your prize. I know you're in North Cotabato, so we're going to have to find a way to get this to you. But if you can hold on, we'll have our staff talk to you, Bong, and congratulations for being caller of the night tonight.
Okay, thank you.
All right,
thank
buddy.
Thank you.
Tado, best of luck in this upcoming election. We hope everything turns out the way you want it to turn out, win or lose. Thanks for being here as well. We appreciate it.
Yeah, can I promote my shop?
Of course, do it.
Please visit me in my shop, Limitado Dress to Kill. Just look it in Facebook, Limitado Dress to Kill. Limitado 24 sa Facebook. And also, please buy my book, The Biology. I forgot to bring one because I'm in a hurry. Ask around in all the bookstore, the yellow one and the biology. Tado Jimenez book, just tell the sales lady. Thank you.
Fantastic. All right, Showbiz Bro 899 on Twitter. Bro, we'll see you next week on the program, as we always do, giving us the latest in the entertainment industry. Anything else you want to plug?
Yes, pare, siyempre. I'd like to thank Mr. Paul and Maggie Artadi of Pimp Kicks. Best kicks in town. Yeah. Please follow them on Twitter at Pimp Kicks and visit their website, pimpkicks.tk. The right place for your soul searching, Pimp Kicks. And please follow them on Twitter. It's at Showbiz Bro 899. Saka yun, morning show.
At,
7 o'clock or 7:15. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll put you on there.
Showbiz news.
I follow Pimp Kicks on Instagram. Man, I salivated all those shoes, man. I can't wait to get mine. All right, we'll wrap it up. We'll see you guys next week. Have a great weekend, everyone. Thanks for downloading the show. And thanks again for Tado and McCoy for being here. Have a great night, everyone. Bye-bye.
Good Times with Mo, the podcast, was executively produced by Mohan Gumata, engineered by Miguel Alfindo, and operated by Icon Media Inc.
Special thanks to Magic 89.9. You can follow Mo on Twitter at www.twitter.com/DJMoTwister.
Email him at goodtimeswithmopodcast@rocketmail.com.